the Sex Pistols with Holidays in the Sun on Vectis Radio, and Kieran has left the building, like Elvis, but not, because he's called Kieran. But we have new company in the studio for this middle hour of the Wednesday afternoon show. We have Joe Davies, the Youth MP.
Hello.
And we also have Stephen Woodford. Could you remind me of what your title is?
I can, yeah. I'm the Rights and Participation Officer at Children's Services.
At the Council. So, we have some great things to talk about for the next hour, and I am certainly looking forward to it. We are going to be talking about Votes at 16 and what's happening with that and where that's going, because there's been a lot of stuff around that issue actually been happening recently in Wales and all that, but we'll get into that when we talk about it. We also might touch on university tuition fees, of course, because, of course, there's also been a lot of noise about that recently, and the government are now doing a review into that. We are also going to talk about two less issuesy type things. We're going to ask Joe about his trip to Parliament.
Very exciting.
Because, of course, it was very lovely. Your wonderful speech. It was really, really good and powerful. And we're also going to talk to Steve about what he does as his role as Rights and Participation Officer. His role as Rights and Participation Officer at the Council. But we'll jump into that after some Red Hot Chili Peppers. Under the Bridge on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Oh, I did not expect that extra little twang there.
Always gets you.
Always gets me. Mm. But we are joined by Joe Davies, the Youth MP, and Hello. Stephen Woodford.
Hello.
The Rights and Participation Officer from the Isle of Wight Council. And I thought we would kick off as to looking into something to do with Joe.
Oh,
Joe, your recent...
This is my favourite thing.
Yes, your... What
things to do with me?
Yeah. I just wanted to double check because that. Yeah. Okay. Now it's clear. But yeah, I was interested to hear about your trip to Parliament as Youth MP and what you did there. Mm. So, wow, it must have been very interesting, because I imagine, I guess you wouldn't have been to Parliament.
I'd never been to Parliament, not even for like a tour, no, school trip or anything. So
no, yeah,
yeah. It was pretty crazy walking through, you know, those corridors, sitting, because I was giving a sort of special speech at the end, so I was on the front bench, and it was like all of the really monumentous things that have, you know, been said from that chamber. A bit daunting, really, walking through. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Was there anything that kind of surprised you, or like didn't, that kind of took you?
The biggest surprise was how comfy the benches are.
Really?
Because I said this to my mum when I got back. When I've watched PMQs, like my Wednesday lunch break, I watch a bit of PMQs.
Lovely.
I never think, wow, that looks like a comfortable sofa.
Mm.
But as soon as I sat down, there was the MP who fell asleep a few weeks ago.
Oh, I can't remember.
It doesn't matter. As soon as I sat down, I was like, man, I'm gonna doze off. Not the debates were really interesting, really important. I was like, I can't have a nap. But oh, they were cozy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because they kind of... I don't know what to look like. I was going to come up with some kind of interesting way of describing what they look like. They kind of look like...
Green.
Yeah, it's kind of like you've got green hot dogs.
That is exactly what I was thinking. You know, I looked at them, I thought, green, that looks tasty. Green hot dogs, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, fantastic.
No, yeah, that's great stuff, and you got to do the speech. So, you want to tell us a little bit about
sure.
the speech?
Yeah, sure. So during the day, there were... I should have double-checked the number. I believe 6 debates on different topics, and you know, we talked about a number of things, about transport, about other things that weren't transport, but the one I remember was transport. And we debated these issues, and we had a vote on them, what was going to be our campaign for the next year. And then after main proceedings were over, because it was the 50th anniversary of the decriminalisation of homosexuality, one person was selected from each of the maybe 12 regions of the UK to give a speech about what that anniversary means to us. And I thought it was a bit questionable picking a straight white man from the southeast to talk about that, but I was honoured to get the opportunity and to say a few words about it.
Mm. Yeah, so I mean, it must be particularly like an amazing thing. And so, because you're the Youth MP, and you also work along the more local organisation, the Isle of Wight Youth Council.
Yes, I do.
Which I might be the vice chair.
What? Yeah,
I might be that. We have potentially our own little trip to Parliament
which
in the works.
Which is really exciting.
Which is very, very exciting.
Yeah.
So, we're going to talk I am going to talk with Steve a little bit about what he does and that trip after these ads, and then maybe a little bit of Bryan Adams and Tina Turner. I envy those guitar skills. I really do. Bryan Adams and Tina Turner, It's Only Love on Vectis Radio. And, of course, we are still joined by Stephen Woodford and Joe Davies.
Hello.
Hello.
Here. And so we, before those ads, we talked to Joe about his recent trip to Parliament and how lovely that was, and his opportunity to speak. And that was brilliant and amazing. And you can catch that wherever it is. It's everywhere. You can Google it. You can find it. I trust you can Google it and find it. But I was going to turn my attention to Steve across the way, and we were going to talk about what you do in your role as Rights and Participation Officer, because I know that you do a lot of work for the Isle of Wight Youth Council, of which I might be the vice chair. I'm not saying anything. And I also know that you do a lot more than that, and I don't exactly know what.
Okay. Well, I do feel a bit like the imposter on this programme, because we've got the, as you say, we've got the Vice Chair of the Youth Council, we've got the Youth MP, lots of interesting things they can both say about the fantastic stuff they've been doing, representing the island and championing issues for young people on the island. And then I'm coming along just to say a bit about what I do. But
no,
that said,
It's great.
There is lots of different opportunities on the island for young people to influence decisions that are made and improve things for other young people on the Isle of Wight. So the participation half of my job, that's why I'm here. Participation is all the different ways that we involve young people in having their voice heard and influencing the decisions that are made. So Youth Council and Youth MP are two great examples. The larger part of my work that you don't know about, Tom, is in children's services.
Yes.
So there are lots of different teams and services that are part of that directorate that all in one way or another try and help young people. I would say they try their best, and one of the things that they're keen to do is hear from young people how they could be a better service.
Yes.
And I try and organise the many different ways that that happens.
Yes, so you're the gateway for young people to influence and have an effect on the island that they live on, and the services that they're provided with. So just to make sure I got it right.
Yeah, no, that sounds pretty good to me.
It sounds great. It's lovely. And we were talking about Joe's trip to Westminster, and of course something that we've been organising for quite a while is our own little trip up to Parliament, which I'm quite proud of. And that was from the invite. We were invited up to Parliament.
Indeed,
by
yeah.
Bob Seeley, our MP, and I was very honoured to have that invitation, and was maybe too excited. But I don't know.
No.
Is there such a thing as too excited?
Oh, I don't think so, no.
But we've been in the process of organising and planning, and I'm really, really happy that we've finally got a date down, and it's all looking like it's going to happen, and I'm really excited for it.
And that's a great example, I think, of how the Youth Council as a group spoke about the topic, about Votes at 16. They decided where they wanted to go with that and how they wanted to try and influence things. And contacted our MP, got off of your own back, contacted the MP, and that's the outcome from it.
Yeah, for those who didn't know, we sent out an open letter to Bob Seeley, the MP, on Votes at 16, and soon after he made the very, very generous offer of inviting us up to see him and see Parliament, and it was a very, very, very welcoming and warm reaction from the MP, and I'm very happy with that, and it's just nice.
Yeah,
that's yeah.
I think it's really cool the interest that Bob Seeley has shown. I was going to say Bob. I don't know if I'm first name basis, me and Mr. Seeley, but that he's shown in youth affairs in that way. I think for a lot of MPs, they've got a lot of stuff on. He's on the Foreign Affairs Select Committee. He was on holiday, on a business trip to Israel, wasn't he? Priti Patel would be jealous. But, he's finding the time out of his schedule to to sit down and have a conversation with us. I think that's really constructive.
Switching our roles for a second, Tom, if you don't mind, the spot. You also took the same topic to full council on the Isle of Wight, didn't you? To be discussed, and there was a good outcome there as well.
Yeah, there was a pretty good outcome there as well. Yeah, so a motion was put forward by then Labour councillor, now I believe independent Labour councillor, Jeff Brodie, on Votes at 16, requesting that the council show their support for the initiative and the young people on the island, and how they should really kind of have the vote.
Maybe.
Might
be a good idea.
But after a little bit of toing and froing, a little bit of tinkering, an amendment, a motion was put through, and that was to kind of acknowledge the issue and to show support and work with the government's kind of current, like, ongoing consultation and kind of investigation into Votes at 16 and how the pros and cons and all that jazz. And it was very good to see.
It's a really great start.
It was a very good step forward. Yeah, yeah. And in that meeting there was a lot. There was quite a lot of vocal support for the Youth Council on what the Youth Council does.
Awesome.
And that made me a little bit gooey. A little bit gooey. That's the effect that had on me.
Good stuff.
But yeah, it's all very good. Mm. And I think we're going to come back after some local music. Level 42 with Tracy.
Ooh, okay.
Tracy. Well, you just said it for me. Level 42 with Tracy. Some local music here on Vectis Radio. We are still joined by Joe Davies, the Youth
MP.
Hello. Still, no, it's not a pain. It's a pleasure to have you here. Yes, so we've got Joe Davies, the Youth MP, and we also have Stephen Woodford, the Rights and Participation Officer from the Isle of Wight Council here. The amount of times I've had to say that, I'm getting very good at saying that
well
quite
rehearsed.
Quickly. It's well rehearsed. Mm. It's well rehearsed. But something we were going to talk about quickly, because we are running up, we've got some ads coming and then some a little bit more music and maybe a little sign-off after that. But we were going to quickly talk about a couple of things that the Isle of Wight Youth Council are planning and are working on.
Yeah.
They're kind of the cogs are turning, things are happening, and it's all very exciting, it's all very good. And those two things are the idea of a youth summit and the idea of a youth council participation award, I think is its current name. It's gone through a few, but
just a couple.
The current name is participation award. Mm. So to stop me talking for too long, I would throw it out to Joe and Steve.
Should we do one each, Jay? Yeah, let's do one each,
and then I'll chip in with annoying comments.
I can briefly talk about the quality mark or the participation award that the Youth Council want to put forward. So my stance about participation is young people are the experts at being young people.
Mm.
At living with the issues that affect young people, and quite often coming up with ways that things can be made better. So the quality mark or the participation award that the Youth Council wanted to create was a set of standards or a set of principles or ways of doing things that they invite schools to try and evidence that they do. So having a school council is one thing. That school council having a direct link to the head teacher, for example, is a next level above. So there were lots of different examples of ways that they can demonstrate that young people are involved in decisions.
Yeah. Well, one of the things we wanted to do with it was to kind of link school councils and the youth council, because there is kind of, at the moment, there's a little bit of a disconnect between
absolutely.
The two.
Yeah.
And I've had a long, lofty goal to link the two up to have a more of a coherent kind of youth voice type initiative, and I say initiative, it might be the wrong word, but that's what I'm kind of going for there. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy with the way it's going. We've got designs
that's
beautiful.
Awesome.
Thank
really
you
cool.
Thank you, Hannah, which is the youth councillor from Cows, for
the
doing some
really
great
cool.
work on the designs.
Yeah, work.
And for everybody else in the youth council for their work on creating the criteria. Mm. And it's all going lovely, so I'll throw over to Joe with his to talk about the Youth Summit for a
minute. Yeah, okay, so basically the idea for the Youth Summit is to have a little away day, like the Brexit team at Chequers, but not quite as grand or as posh, to have lot of young people from across the island to meet in one place, representatives from each school, maybe school counsellors or other similar people, to come to a day where they can have workshops about issues affecting young people. We were talking at the meeting last night about mental health, which is a real priority for the Youth Council. And they can discuss these things and work together to come up with ideas, and then also put questions to decision makers, maybe the MP if he's knocking around, or councillors the chief executive, and say what our opinions are, because quite frankly, in a wide variety of areas, I think young people are being seriously let down, and I think we should be able to ask why is this acceptable.
One of the main things with this is that the idea that of the kind of ability to ask questions,
absolutely,
not answer questions.
That's very much important, because
it gives an opportunity to give us an active role in the development of the services and the things that affect us in our daily lives, which is brilliant in every way. Now, so we've got some ads coming up, then we've got Katy Perry, then some wonderful local music from Bobby I Can Fly. Bobby I Can Fly with Fall to Pieces on Vectors Radio. That was some wonderful local music there. Love that stuff. Love to hear something that you won't hear every day. It's great. Great music variety. But we are unfortunately running out of time. It's only 7 minutes to three. Where did that hour go? Yeah. Where did it go? Honestly.
Yeah.
But we do have to say goodbye to Joe.
It's been fantastic. Thank you for having me.
And to Steve.
Okay, yeah, thanks for having us.
And before we go, I would like to say thank you to those who are watching.
Watching?
Honestly, what am
I thought
like
you were going
to
tell me there were cameras in here I didn't know about.
Well, there's a security camera in the corner. Oh, dear. But no, thank you to those who were listening. That's because we've received support from the Ollawhite Youth Trust. Thank you for being lovely. Also from a Twitter account called The Sacred Isle. They're showing great support, and also to Alex Gardner.
Thank you, the man, the myth, the legend,
Alex. Thank you for that. But we've got some more tunes coming out of the way. I think it's some Madonna up until the news. And then after that, Kieran will be back.
Thank you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.